I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
Currently in theaters is Kenneth Branagh's remake of Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
Did you see it? I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it either.
I haven't.
Oh, so this conversation's going to be about our favorite murder mystery.
Yeah.
Top murder mysteries of all time.
Right, that's right.
How far back you want to go. And don't start weighing in with things that aren't murder mysteries.
Listen, I got the best.
Don't say Ace Ventura.
I got the best one.
Okay.
Silence of the Lambs.
Not a murder mystery.
1991.
That is not a murder mystery.
Oh, it isn't. That they know the murderer. Isn't that interesting?
Okay. I mean, it has an element of murder mystery to it. It's like, it's an invest. I see that's different. I see that as an investigative movie.
And I see it as a horror movie or, you know.
Yeah. I guess I don't see it in the same way I see Chinatown being a murder mystery.
Okay, and I think Chinatown's a great suggestion.
You know, yeah. It's more about that the investigation than it is the horror of what's happening.
Well, I think we're talking, aren't we, more about whodunits that have a murder element?
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, all right.
Well, see, then there's, when you break that down, the Agatha Christie type of murder mystery is where there are multiple suspects in one confined space, right?
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And then there's this detective who has to ferret out the killer
from
among the star-studded cast.
All right. As opposed to, say, Dial M for Murder, where you got a pretty good idea who's going to be murdering.
Yeah. Okay,
so it's not as much of a mystery.
Yeah, see, because if you have a better idea of who the murderer is, if it's narrowed down, that's more of a suspense film.
See, there's the term, a suspense film, different from a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Well, what about Mystic River?
I mean, you have a pretty good idea that it's one of those guys.
Yeah, I know.
I like where you're going.
Memento.
Yes.
Now, that's strange.
It is strange. It's a little different.
Yeah.
Right?
You start from the back and you go
start
to the front.
And you keep moving forward in these kind of chunks.
Yeah.
I will agree. I will accept that one.
Now, the unsolvable one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Zodiac.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? The case never gets solved.
It never does. It continues to.
Not a murder mystery.
No,
why
not?
Because a murder mystery has to be solved.
Ah.
What about something like The Maltese Falcon?
Got it. Right on my list. 1941.
And then while we're with Bogart, let's say The Big Sleep. Let's throw that in there.
You got it. You
Which
got
is
it.
Such
You're good.
A mess that Raymond Chandler didn't even know what he was writing.
As early as I can go, I think.
Okay.
M.
Peter Lorre.
Yeah.
German film. Yeah. Fritz Lang.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Now
that's
definitely
about a child murderer, right?
And we hear his whistle. So it's a murder mystery. You're trying to find out who this guy is.
Yeah.
I got another one.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about Hitchcock, Rear Window.
Yeah. Now, why is that a mystery? We know from the start it's
Lars
Thorwald.
It is murder, and it's a mystery as to whether or not he is murdering.
Now,
I mean,
that's
not
true,
clear.
But that's the suspense element of it, because there's only one of two answers. Lars either is or is not the killer, and that's therein lies the suspense.
How about in 2013, Prisoners?
Oh, now that is a little interesting twist on their genre.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Prisoners, and I did too.
That is a
Hugh
weird
Jackman.
Little movie. Hugh Jackman, he thinks that this kid is responsible for his own children going missing, and so he abducts this guy and then locks him in an abandoned house.
Yeah, yeah.
Really kind of interesting.
And maybe doesn't have as much of the unknown element, but the girl with the dragon tattoo. I know.
I reject that one.
Yeah, okay.
I reject that one.
Because we know already the perp in that. Is that why we would not?
Yeah, because it's really just sort of like a noirish action movie.
Yeah. And
you know, with a feminine bent.
Yeah, and where the bad guy is already known, it's not so cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Murder on the Orient Express, a classic throwback to those sort of closed room thrillers. It looks fun to me, but there's plenty of movies to go back to and find.
There are, and from what I hear in the buzz on Branagh, he may not be Orson Welles, because he was touted to be that very early in his career. He's become much more commercial, but I still like the boy. He does great Shakespeare.
Yeah, he knows how to handle a cast of heavy hitters.
And to wear a mustache. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.